What is success? Is it the next big item, the bigger home, the faster car? I thought it was. I finally got everything I ever wanted to realize that actually, it's not really what makes me happy or what I wanted. After lots of self-discovery, deep work, spending hours and hours in silence, and finally having the courage to admit the truth, I was shown a new reality that is far more simplistic and aligned with who I really am, not who I thought I was. I came to realize that my next huge leap of success won't come from adding, but from letting go and shedding. Shedding what was wanted by my mind, not by my soul. It's time for me to let go, to grow, to release energetic drains that look great but aren't aligned with me at my core. When I felt what my soul was calling for versus what my ego craved, everything clicked. I also decided to let go of expectations of others. The need for other people to be where I was at. And if they didn't want to get there, they were being lazy. This stopped me from connecting with more people, amazing people who weren't on my level. It's sad to talk about this, but it's the truth. I also realized that all of the time I'm tense, in stress or overwhelm or worry, the universe stops gifting me what I need. It pauses. When I release and let go, when I relax, when I focus on the now and not needing to know what tomorrow brings, whatever I need shows up perfectly. Since this shift, I have removed the fear of loss because I'm happy to strip everything back. Why? Because I found Simon. The Simon before he was bullied and didn't speak up for himself. The Simon who told himself lies about what he needed to become to be loved. The Simon who is confident in himself without having to prove himself to anyone else. The Simon who values experiences that cost little that have high impact. The Simon that has nothing to prove. And it's not that Simon doesn't want to run a business or to make money, it's just the focus has changed. The energy has shifted and I can finally relax. It's taken time, it's taken investing in myself, it's taken deep work. But finally it clicked and now I'm letting go of so much and trusting in what is to come. I've never felt more freedom, more peace, and more self-love. It's like the entrepreneurial pressure valve has been released and I can start a new life. I would encourage you to think about what you can let go of this week. Maybe it's an item, a story, or even a relationship that's draining you. Something that feels heavy. And maybe something that you absolutely don't love. Most of all, have an amazing week. And please share this if you found it useful. Take it easy.